We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And on Friday, we had the entire Hampton family
without RJ.
So we figured, you know what, we can't have mom and dad and younger brother without completing it and having RJ. And RJ Hampton, top five consensus guard in the class of 2020 who visited Memphis, joins us now. RJ, what's going on, man?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Man, doing well.
Everything is good. Your family is, they're one of a kind. It was a real treat to have them in studio. What's it like kind of growing up in the Hampton family?
I mean, it's great growing up in the Hampton family. A lot of basketball, a lot of fun. You know, my dad's always fun. My mom's always fun. So it's just really laid back, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, so let's talk about the visit itself. You and Jalen, both top prospects in the class of 2020, decided to take your first official visits to Memphis together. What'd you think?
I love Memphis. It was great. Coach Penny, Coach Mike Miller, Coach Sam Mitchell, those three really took me under the wing and showed me around a lot and showed me how they do it, and it was just a great experience.
How smooth is Penny, RJ, compared to other college coaches you've talked to? I'm just imagining him with a lot of sauce, maybe some Gucci in the room. Just how smooth is Penny?
Nah, he's real smooth. He kind of has a little swag about himself. Yeah. I mean, when he walks on campus, it's he can't basically. He's a legend around there.
But your parents were telling us that it's not about him, right? That it's not him telling you what he did as much as it is what he wants to do for you. Is that kind of the vibe you got from him, that he's not telling you all about his career and that kind of thing? You tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you never would bring up his career at Memphis and then his career in the NBA, he would never tell you. He just focused on what he could do to get me and get other guys to the next level. And I mean, when he's around campus, people ask for pictures every 5-10 seconds. He never says no. He's just a fun-loving guy, fun, laid-back dude.
Now, you're in the class of 2020, so Penny played, you know, a long time, probably before you were paying super close attention, you know, to the NBA. I'm just curious, RJ, how familiar, you know, were you coming into this of Penny's, you know, game in the NBA? Like, had you seen Penny highlights? Do you remember any of Penny the player at all?
For a long time growing up, you guys, my parents, Penny was one of my favorite players. I mean, at one point, I would just sit on YouTube and watch his highlights because, I mean, it was kind of around the eighth grade when I started to hit a little growth spurt, and I was starting to get taller than most of the point guards in my grade, and I knew he was the biggest point guard, him and Magic Johnson, that I've ever seen, so I just wanted to kind of model my game after his.
So in terms of, yeah, you know, I'm sure you come to Memphis, you know, you're there in Texas, you probably don't know too much of what to expect. What was something or some things about the city and about the university that you didn't know that you learned while you were here?
What I didn't know is because of Penny and Coach Mike Miller and the guys that they're bringing in, that the games are going to be almost sold out packed this year at the FedEx Forum. I mean, it holds 18,000. He was telling me they've already sold 16,000 season tickets.
What was most wow? What was most important to you, RJ, on the visit? What questions did you want answered most?
I mean, I kind of when I go on visits and when I'm talking to people, I mean, I'm kind of a guy that just kind of sits back and listens, and I feel like listening is you can find the real answer,
yep,
before you ask a question. So I mean, I didn't ask a lot of questions, but I took everything in. And the thing that most stood out to me is just the skill development that they do with their guys. I mean, as a point guard, I want to be able to play defense. My three main things is play defense,
mm-hmm,
find the open man, and shoot the three. Shoot the ball at a high percentage. That's what I feel like a point guard is. That a point guard needs to do. And then with Penny being a defensive problem at that height of the point guard position, he could tell me how to play the pick and roll. He can tell me how to defend smaller, faster guys.
Yeah.
And then with his vision, I mean, he knows all about that, where to find guys, knowing who's capable of what. And then the shooting aspect, I don't think it gets much better than Coach Mike Miller.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to R.J. Hampton, consensus top five guard, who was on campus at the University of Memphis over the weekend, along with number one player in the country, Jalen Green. You're from Texas. I know what the pitch is locally. I know what Penny and the coaching staff would say to, you know, the James Wisemans of the world, you know, guys who grew up around Memphis. But what is their pitch to you?
Their pitch to me is really just a great town in Memphis, Tennessee, that they'll help me get better and reach my full potential while having the town behind your back, coming to every game, supporting. And just kind of the program is real family oriented. That's what I really liked about it.
Did you kind of set up the James Wiseman coming over? I mean, like, are y'all tight like that? You guys have to know, you sit the city into a frenzy when you guys post that picture. I mean, just the idea of all three of you, you know, whether you end up playing together or not, but going to Memphis, and the idea of you all three going to Memphis sent people crazy. How did that happen?
To be honest, me and James, we're real cool. I mean, James played on me with the U16 USA team, and then mm-hmm. he would have played on me with the U17 team, but he had injuries. And to be honest, I didn't even know he was coming. I knew it was me and Jalen, and then I walked on campus, I walked in the gym, and he was sitting right there, and then we were like, why not take a picture and post of what could be.
Now, your parents were telling us you wanted to work out the whole time, man, that you're a gym rat. You've been telling us about development, man, but you were like, you wanted to get a workout in?
Yeah, I mean, I woke up at, I think, like 6:30 every morning while I was there just to work out. Because, I mean, I don't like –
That's you.
The one thing I don't like about, like doing is going on a visit and, like, just visiting the campus the whole time and, like, not – I feel like I'm missing something when I don't work out.
What did you think of the facility? I mean, you've been around. You haven't done – this is obviously your first official, but you have done some unofficials. How does the facility stack up with some other places that you might have seen?
Oh, the facility is top notch. The facility is great. I mean, they have the practice court. Their locker room is sweet. They're getting a game room in their locker room. I mean, the coaches' offices are super nice. Coach Penny's office is basically a whole apartment.
Wow! So you go on the visit too, and Tatum's there too. Jason Tatum's there.
Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't know he was coming. Going in the visit, and Coach Penny was like, I think Jason Tatum's going to come up here like tomorrow. And I was like, what? Like, that's crazy.
Your dad was telling us when we had him on Friday that as soon as y'all got back from the visit that you were going to want to commit to the University of Memphis, but he was going to have to tell you to pump the brakes. Is that the case? Like, did you come back and you were like, I'm ready to pull the trigger, and you had to just, you know, it's so in the process. Like, how are you feeling?
Coming back, I was just telling my parents how much I liked it and how much I could see myself playing for Memphis. But like my parents say, it's a long process. I still have a whole nother year, basically. And I know I'm going to go on a visit. My other official visits whenever I do, and maybe feel the same way or maybe not. So, I mean, I just have to, once I get all my officials done, I can really sit down and really think about what I like the most.
Now, how close are you and Jalen? I mean, obviously, you guys decided to take the visit together. Is it one of the – a lot of guys say they want to play together, but with you and Jalen, like, is that something that y'all are serious about, or it's kind of one of those things where if it happens, it happens, if not?
I would say we are serious about playing together. I mean, but at the same time, you could still say if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But me and Jalen, we've been super close for about 2 years now. I call him one of my best friends. Our parents are tight. I mean, we just kind of, when we go to USA, we kind of just flock together. That's my guy. So when we were thinking about doing the official visit, we were like, might as well go together, might as well see if we could see ourselves playing for the University of Memphis at the same time with each other.
Did you have a chance at all to play with the current roster? Did y'all play pickup at all?
We did play pickup, yeah.
What'd you think? Like, who stood out?
To me, who stood out was Tyler Harris.
Really? What was he just, like, lighting it up?
Yeah, he's just, like, lightning quick. I mean, I came into Memphis knowing if we played pickup, I wanted to guard him because, I mean, that's, like Coach Miller was saying, that's elite speed. That's some guys in the NBA, point guards, don't have the speed he has. I mean, that's God-gifted speed. So I just wanted to really match up with him and play against him while I was there, and it was fun. He's great.
Did he surprise you? I heard, RJ, that he had some kind of crazy half where it was like 31 or 38. Was it like that? Did he have a night like a day like that?
He was cooking. He was cooking.
Hey, RJ, man, I can't tell you how much we appreciate the time. And
so know, much appreciate the time, brother.
Keep us updated, and best
thank
of
you,
luck with
y'all.
The rest of the process,
glad
man.
You enjoyed
appreciate
it.
The time.
Enjoy the process.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. He is RJ Hampton, consensus top five player in the country. What an impressive young man.
Well, I think we had
an idea
that he was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, that is that's a kid that has his head on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and can tell.
You know where it comes from. That
no
family
question.
That we had in here Friday. Man, they were
and if you're
else.
A Memphis fan and you hear all that, I mean, you got to feel good about it. I mean, because like we said on Friday, I mean, we kind of got the idea on Friday, you know, Memphis is going to be in it until the end with him.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the ties that family has.
Yeah, and how glowingly they speak of the staff. You know, just hearing him talk about, like, he remembers things that Mike Miller said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that sticks out to me. Like, he's committed those things to memory, you know, and he remembers what Penny tells him about development. Because I would think if you're a prospect, that stuff would tend to glaze over.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I thought going into this, that as juniors, these guys obviously doing it for the first year, they can take officials. He seemed mature beyond his years.
Yep.
Some of that's going to be from having the background that he has. His
yep.
father played and was recruited. He told us about it. But
yep.
Seems very further along in the process
absolutely.
Than most juniors you talk to that
absolutely.
Are just getting started. You know what I mean?
You know, I'll be honest. Like
when you're ranked that high, too, that's part of it. It's been coming for a while.
I don't know who they are after in the 2020 class. I mean, I can't imagine there are many guys in front of RJ Hampton. But, like, I'm just being honest. When you hear him talk, he sounds like a Duke kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just sounds like a kid that would go to Duke. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, I can see that.
He just kind of has that personality,
yep.
that DNA. He's very heady, you know, heady point guard. But Memphis is going to fight for him. And
I'm looking forward to that fight.
Certainly a good sign that they got him in on that official visit. And it sounded like it went very well. So there you go. That is RJ Hampton, consensus top five player in the country in 2020. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.